We will show them great respect. So they haven't had a great success in Australia in the past, as Australia haven't had an India, you know, very often in the past. So it'll be a new set of circumstances for them. That they'll also be under great pressure, I think. I mean, you sense they're smelling blood.
You sense they're smelling blood. So let's check in with the Indian coach, Ravi Shastri. Ravi, welcome to 1116 SEN.
Yes, it's a pleasure.
Are you smelling blood?
We're here to play cricket, and we're here to play positive cricket. And what we want everyone to see is a team that's expressing themselves and enjoying themselves on the field. That's the most important thing we have decided to do over these next month and a half.
How significant is the challenge, Ravi, and then how significant is the opportunity for this Indian team?
I think it has a great opportunity because they played good cricket over the last 4 years. You know, they came close in South Africa. They competed in England, though, like I mentioned, the scoreline really doesn't suggest how well we played. Now, in Australia, India has never beaten Australia in Australia. And the fact of the matter is, like I've said in the past, no team at home, you know, is a weak team. Every team at home is a strong team. You know, no matter, you know, who you're playing, who you're not playing, which opposition you're playing against. So I would imagine Australia to come out all guns blazing. But we've got the talent, we've got the experience, and in the bowling department, we've got the skill. So it's going to be one heck of a series.
Through all your years, Ravi, and your knowledge of Australian cricket on these shores, what have you learnt that it takes to be successful here?
You can't have one or two good sessions. You've got to compete the whole distance because matches can turn on its head here in a matter of an hour or so. You know, you might have done well for 3 days. You know, you would have competed. But then one poor session could let you down. So, you know, the boys are aware of it. And, you know, they know that they have to be on top of their game at all times. And you need a collective effort. One man's not going to do the job. You need, in a team of 11, at least 6-7 guys, you know, delivering all the time. And if that happens, then, you know, you could be well on the winning side.
Do you feel like this team, this collection of players, is capable of meeting that marker?
Yes, because there's no excuse here, because they've got the experience, we've got the youth, and like I mentioned, in the bowling department, we've got the skill and the variety. So, you know, there's no reason why you cannot compete.
Is this the final frontier, Ravi? For a long time, winning in India for Australia was described as that. Do you feel like that's the other side of this coin?
Could be, yes, because India won in other places. You know, they never won a test series in South Africa, but, you know, they did really well on the last trip. We lost 2-1, but that could have easily been 2-1 in our favour. You won the one-day series there. You won the T20 series there. England, we have beaten in the past, even though we've not beaten them on this tour. But Australia is one place, no Indian team, you know, that has come here since, I think, 1952, that has ever won a test series. So, you know, the boys know what they're up against. They know what they can do. But for that to happen, they have to be on top of their game.
We've been reading pieces, Ravi, from those at home that have spoken about this Indian team being representative of a more confident India, more broadly, as a people and as a society, and that's reflected in the cricket. Can you see that?
Yes, and that's the endeavour, because, you know, your goal should be to compete against the best in their own backyard. And that's the mantra of this entire team. It's not just being good at home. You know, when you go outside, it's not just about playing well, it's about competing. And competing all the way. You know, it doesn't matter who you're up against, which players you're up against, the mantra is pretty simple. You get out there, you want to compete, and compete against the best.
How central is the captain, Virat Kohli, to all of this?
I mean, you all have seen him over the last 4 years. He was in Australia 4 years ago. You know his exploits around the world and in India over the last 4 years since he left Australia. You know, he's a much more mature cricketer now. You know, he's taken to captaincy like fish to water, you know, and he's matured in that role as well. So, and he leads from the front. You know, there's no two ways about it. You know, you know when he's on the field, you know who's the boss. And that's important.
What's your relationship like with him, Ravi?
Very good, because we're similar type of characters. And, you know, the endeavour to pass on to the team, the message to pass on to the team is, get out there and compete. And, you know, enjoy yourself. You know, it shouldn't be a burden when you get out there. You shouldn't have the, you know, the weight of expectations on your shoulders. That is bound to be there. But if you want, if you get out there with the mindset of wanting to express yourself, especially you're in a foreign land, you know, you have nothing to lose. No team has won here. If you go out and, you know, hit your straps, you never know what can happen.
What decisions do you have to make heading into this test? You've got a wealth of fast bowlers to choose from. Which way are you leaning?
Yeah, we'll get to the ground in another couple of hours. We'll probably take a look at the pitch and probably, you know, come up with a 12, you know, by say 2 o'clock or so. So, you know, when Virat does go in for a press conference, he might just announce the 12 by then.
Do you feel like you've got, you're spoiled for choices on the bowling front?
You have, but, you know the conditions here. So, we're pretty much more or less clear in our minds who should be the, the bowlers who should be playing. But we'll just take another look at what the pitch looks like before, you know, coming up with the 12.
And your young opener, Prithvi Shaw, who we're also looking forward to seeing, he rolled his ankle at the SCG. What's the latest on him, Ravi?
That was really unfortunate because, you know, in fact, we all were looking forward, you know, for him to play. You know, it's always exciting when you have an 18-year-old kid who's come up to the ranks, who's got runs in all formats of the game when he's played back home. You know, and it was heartbreaking to see him go down the way he did. But the good thing is he's recovering quickly. You know, he's already started walking. You know, hopefully if we can get him to run a bit by the weekend, you know, that's really good signs.
So do you think, so the first two tests are back-to-back, is it more likely that he'd be a chance for Boxing Day in Melbourne?
I would imagine so, but you never know. He's young, you know, sometimes, you know, different people recover, you know, differently. You know, with youth on his side, you know, there might just be a case where he might recover quicker. So we'll take a call as and when we get closer to Perth.
Fingers crossed for him. Good luck for the series, Ravi. We can't wait for it.
Pleasure, Gerald.
Thank you.
It should certainly be enjoying.
It will indeed. Ravi Shastri is the Indian coach here on 1116 SEN. It means a lot. Historically, it hasn't been done before, and that's the opportunity that presents for India.